38 of these erector-set-type towers were built in the 1930s. It was a time when unemployed people were hired for public service work and before airplanes were used on fire patrols. A solitary fire ranger would sit above the treetops on the lookout for smoke. Forest Service Program Manager Mark Brule says most of these towers were taken down in the 1960s and 70s. Today, 9 remain, although only 2 are staffed by rangers, and 1 in Oconto County allows visitors.
The Mountain Tower is our one and only accessible tower, that is. It's the one tower that the public can climb. When we made a decision to do that back in 1993, we did a few extra things to make it safer, put some additional support on the railings and made the stairs a little bit safer and so on and so forth.
Brule says they're asking people to contact the Forest Service about these towers. They've already gotten dozens of emails and letters, including one from a Milwaukee man whose family had a cabin by the mountain tower.
He's climbed the tower many times, and he said now as a fellow in his 80s, he's no longer able to climb up the tower, but the tower is important to him. His family. It's a part of the landscape that's become familiar and valued.
And there's the romance and adventure of a 100-foot open tower in the middle of a forest.
And the wind is blowing and the tower is swaying. It's a very interesting and sometimes disconcerting feeling.
Brule says they have no plans to tear any of the remaining towers down, but he says they are eyeballing the 70-year-old structures to see what kind of maintenance each will need to stay up and safe. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.